This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, don't forget you can find Klaus Financial online, the website klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of information about Klaus Financial on their website. You can learn about their separate divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Just scroll down to the bottom of klausfinancial.com. You'll see a little envelope that says Stay Current. Right there, you can enter your email address and get that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Klaus Financial. And don't forget that first appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. It's not going to cost you a thing. Joining us this morning from Klaus Financial is Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. How are you guys doing today?
Great. How are you, Sean?
Doing real well. How are you doing, Kyle?
I'm doing great, Sean. How about yourself?
Doing real good. Great to talk with both of you. And one of the things we'd like to talk about on the show, of course, is Social Security. And we're going to talk a little bit about understanding Social Security in just a moment and get into that conversation. But before we get to that, let's take a look at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and get not only the question, but the answer as well.
Yeah. So first of all, thanks, everyone, for listening last week. Last week's question was, what is the contribution limit for an IRA in 2019 for a 55-year-old? Is it $5,000, $6,000, or $7,000? And the correct answer was, generally anyone over 50 with earned income can contribute up to $7,000 into an IRA in 2019. So a big shout out to our winner last week. Congratulations to Sam of Stoughton. He called in with a correct answer, and we appreciate everyone listening every week.
And we'll do a new Klaus Quiz Question a Week this week. This week's prize, a $25 gift card for Chili's. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. But again, just listen closely to the show. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. So, of course, one of the very popular areas of conversation on this show involves understanding Social Security. Let's take a look at some of the possible changes people need to be aware of when it comes to looking ahead to 2019.
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. So Social Security, we spend so much time on it is because it is such a big piece of people's retirement plans, and it's important to keep up on the changes that happen every year. So one of the big things is that if you're not retired, remember you are paying Social Security tax up to a set limit of earnings every year, and they actually increased that this year. So last year you paid tax on anything up to the $128,400. Now it went up to $132,000. So if you make more than that, you're going to see a little bit of a raise towards the end of the year after you hit that $132,000 max, because that Social Security tax is about 7.65%. So again, high earners might see a little bit of a raise towards the end of the year, but this year a little bit more is going to count towards that tax. So that's nice. But the tax is also, Medicare has tax on there as well, and that's about 0.9% for people that are earning more than $200,000. So the Social Security tax ends at $132,000, but you still got to pay the little bit of a Medicare tax on top of that.
Great information, Kyle. Let's talk then about those who may be in retirement and some of the changes there for 2019.
Yeah, absolutely. So you may have already received a letter from Social Security if you're already collecting your benefit that you did get a little bit of a raise this year. It went up by 2.8%. So this is a cost of living adjustment, or a COLA. Some people are familiar with that term. And those cost of living adjustments are tied to the consumer price index, which is a big index that they watch for inflation and things like that. So the CPI was up last year, so you got a little bit of a raise. And it was kind of nice that they didn't raise Medicare as much as they do sometimes in the past. They'll give you a raise, but then they'll increase your Medicare cost, so you don't end up netting out a whole lot more.
Very interesting. So then where do people stand right now if you are collecting Social Security? What do we know as far as averages?
Yeah, so right now with the new increases, the current average amount that a married couple gets every month would be $2,448 a month. And the average individual retired worker is now collecting $1,461 a month. So why that's important is that Social Security was never designed to be your sole purpose or your sole income source in retirement. It is a supplemental to retirement. So if you haven't done any of your own saving and you're an average married couple, you can expect to be around $24,48 a month, which for a lot of people, that's not quite enough to live the retirement that they've always dreamed about. So that's why it's so important, like I said, to save for your own retirement to help offset that.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Again, that's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. Again, their number, 442-5637. So we talked about people who are not yet retired. We also looked at people that are in retirement. What about people planning to retire this year? What do they need to watch out for when it comes to their Social Security benefit?
Right. So that's an important thing for everyone to be looking at is how their Social Security benefit's going to play in, as Kyle said, into their yearly income. So we want our listeners to understand that one of the terms we throw around here a lot is called the FRA, and the translation for that is full retirement age. And this is actually a term that Social Security utilizes to as it pertains to your Social Security benefit. So how do you find out what your FRA is? What we want you to do, if you haven't done so yet, is go to the website, a Social Security website. It's www.ssa.gov, and establish an account for yourself. And what this is what for many years we all got used to getting those papers in the mail from Social Security telling us each year what our benefit was going to look like when we went to retire. And for the most part, Social Security has done away with that part of letting people know about their benefits. So you need to go on yourself and look up your own benefit, establish an account, and you'll see if you were to collect Social Security at 62 or at full retirement age, et cetera, what that number is going to look like. So again, the website is www.ssa.gov. And full retirement age generally refers to the age that you must reach to be eligible to reach your full benefits from Social Security. So any age at which you start collecting before your full retirement age, that's considered early retirement. So the youngest age most people know that they can start collecting is age 62, but the full retirement age number is actually the most you could collect at your full retirement age, unless you held on and waited till age 70. So it's important to understand what that benefit's going to look like for you. So for most people right now, if you're born between 1938 and 1960, you're going to see your full retirement age is very close to age 67. They keep on edging that forward. So by the time Sean retires, it might be 75. We're just not sure about that yet, Sean.
Yes. Yeah, you know, I've kind of been semi-retired for some time now. Talking with Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite this morning. They come to us from Kloss Financial. And, of course, they are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number at Kloss, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, that first appointment is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and Kyle. We'll talk about folks that may be working part-time in retirement, what you need to know when it comes to Social Security. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined this morning by our retirement planning professionals, Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas. They come to us, of course, from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, the first appointment at Kloss Financial, that is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. This week, got a $25 gift card for Chili's. We'll tell you how you can win that again a little bit later on in the program. Talking this morning again with Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite, and we are talking Social Security, an always popular conversation. Of course, we are looking to the new year as we are in 2019, some of the changes that you need to be aware of. Also, some of the different situations you may be in, and one of them is folks who are working part-time in retirement. What do those individuals need to know when it comes to Social Security?
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. So the thing to think about if you're going to work part-time in retirement, and this ties back to what Malia was talking about with full retirement age with Social Security. So if you retire before your full retirement age, let's say you retire at 65 years old because that's when you can get Medicare. Remember, a lot of people, that's the big trigger is Medicare at 65. But remember, like we're talking about, Medicare and Social Security are actually different ages now. Many years ago, they were kind of the same age where you could get Medicare and your full retirement age was 65, but that's not the case anymore. So let's say you do retire at 65 and you're on Medicare, which is great, but then you still want to work a little bit in part-time, maybe just because you're bored and you don't like to sit around the house, or you really love something that you want to get paid for, you know, whether it's working at Home Depot or delivering car parts, whatever it is, to get you out of the house sometimes. So if you're going to work before your full retirement age of, let's say in this case, 66, you retire at 65, you can only make up to $17,640 for the year without being your getting your benefits withheld. So some people have the misunderstanding that this is a penalty, that if you make over that $17,000, $17,640 in this case, that they actually take the benefit away and you don't ever get it back again. That's not the case. They just withhold it until you hit your full retirement age, and then they will pay it back. So that's kind of always one of our big questions when we sit with clients, if they are, you know, when they ask us, oh, when should I pull Social Security? Well, a lot of it depends on if you plan on working and how much do you plan on making, all that kind of stuff.
So if you reach your full retirement age, the sky's the limit as far as hours in income, if you're interested in that?
Yep, absolutely. So once you hit that full retirement age, there is no more maximum on the amount of money you can make. And remember, like we talk about with Social Security all the time, they do offer delayed retirement credits or DRCs up until the age of 70. So same thing, you can wait till age 70 to start your Social Security. That's when your benefit's going to be maxed out. And then you can still make any amount of money on top of that as well.
And Kyle, what if you're retiring this year and then and of course, you're turning your full retirement age as well this year?
Yep. So there's a different earnings limit on that. And Social Security does that, obviously, because some people want to work up until their birth date. And then, like, so your 66th birth date or 66 and 6 months, whatever it is. So instead of the $17,000 limit in the year that you're going to retire, it actually goes up to $46,920.
Okay, very, very good stuff. Talking with Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas. They are our retirement planning professionals. They come to us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online on the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn about the separate divisions of Kloss Financial, all the different ways they can help you out as an individual, or if you are an employer, some opportunities there as well. You can learn more at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Another great opportunity to stay connected with Kloss Financial with the weekly Market Pulse News letter. You can subscribe on the website klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, there is no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Their number again, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and Kyle. We'll also do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Joined this morning by Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. If you missed part of today's program, of course, when you sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, it'll show up in your inbox, your email inbox. Get a link to the podcast each and every week there. You can also, of course, get to klossfinancial.com, and there is a link there to all of the previous show's podcasts as well. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. Again, that's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. That first appointment at Kloss, it is complimentary. Again, the number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, we will do our Kloss quiz question of the week. Talking with Malia and Kyle this morning about Social Security, some of the changes that are underway this year, 2019. Also, some of the scenarios, whether you plan on working part-time or whether you're not quite yet retired, what you need to know. Kind of the big question, I think, with all of this is, okay, so I want to start receiving my benefit this year. What's kind of the timeline? What do I do? How do I apply, and what do I need to know there?
Exactly. That's a big question. And really, the first question for most people is, when's the right time for me to take my Social Security? We spend a lot of time discussing that with our clients. And a lot of it, we look at their current lifestyle, their longevity, what their other sources of income are going to be. So we try to look at timelines and when it would make the best sense for them to start collecting. But if you've made that decision, the way in which you apply today is you can file for either retirement or perhaps spousal benefits you're looking at for Social Security. You can either do that online or in person. We gave the website earlier, www.ssa.gov, great resource. Or you can call Social Security. You might be on hold for a while, but the number there is 1-800-772-1213. They answer their phones between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, unless there's a government shutdown. Might be later. I'm not sure. And then contact your local Social Security office is a third resort. You should apply 3 months before you turn age 62, if that's when you're thinking about collecting, or 4 months before you want your benefits to start. So once you've applied, it could take up to 3 months to receive your first benefit payment. And they're usually, Social Security benefits are paid monthly, starting in the month after your birthday. So generally, the day of the month you receive your benefit depends on the birth date of the person, generally yourself, on whose record you're collecting. So just keep that in mind as far as how many months ahead you should be applying for your benefit.
Very good information, as always. Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That is spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of information about Kloss Financial, as I mentioned earlier, whether you're an individual planning for retirement, if you are a business owner or somebody in a position to be making decisions about some of the opportunities and some of the great things you can offer employees. There's some information about that on Kloss's website. That's klossfinancial.com. K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. A little bit earlier, too, by the way, we were talking about a little bit about the Social Security website. And one of the things I know, and Malia, I remember talking with you specifically about this a few years ago. I hadn't done that. And I remember kind of asking, I said, I'm a few years off of retirement. Is that important? And you told me it's very important. Having done it, it's an amazing tool no matter what age you are, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, when you're looking at it just for planning purposes and kind of going, oh, yeah, that's going to be part of my future income. And I know people question if the benefit will be there or not in their future. And our belief is that, there's a lot of changes that the government can still make in order to make sure you're going to get your benefit someday. It's probably unlikely that they want all people age 62 and older to storm Washington to get a benefit. So we feel pretty good about that being there for people, but they certainly could push out the age. So I joke about going up to 75. Every year that they can push it out a little further, because obviously people are living longer than the Social Security Administration ever thought possible. Mm-hmm. So making those dollars last for a retirement that used to be on average, 12 years could turn into 25 years for some people, depending on their longevity. So important planning tool. Please reach out to it.
Darn right. Our good friend Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite, good friends from Kloss Financial, also known as our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, joining us this morning as they do each and every Thursday morning. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number because it's now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison. Telephone number 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Chili's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Name the website www.fillintheblank.com where you can go to look up your own future Social Security benefit. Again, name the website www.fillintheblank, where you can go to look up your own future Social Security benefit. Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer win that $25 gift card for Chili's. Again, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. First appointment there is complimentary. Again, their number 442-5637 and online klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Malia, Kyle, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks, Sean. You too.
Take care, guys. And Dan Connery comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.